Bible today. So, Kehlani, would you be willing to be Moses today? Okay, I'm going to put this cape on you. This is the Moses cape. And you, don't get too comfortable, because we're going on a journey. We know all y'all to get up. This is Moses, and Moses is going to lead us on a long journey. We have escaped. Oh, Moses, you can't be sitting down. We got a long way to go. Here we go. Take my hand. So we've had this long journey. Everybody up. We're leaving Egypt. We've been slaves there. We don't like it. We are leaving, and we are walking for days. We walk for weeks. We walk. We camp at night, but we walk and we walk. And after a while, we start wondering, where's the river? Where's the pool of water? Where are we going to get anything to drink? Moses, where's the water? We're thirsty. Tell Moses how thirsty we are. We're thirsty, Moses. We need water. We're thirsty, Moses. We need some water. Moses is looking. Moses is looking. Here's a nice camping place. You can rest here. But there's still no water. But people are going to really start to complain now. They say to Moses, Moses, are you trying to kill us with thirst or what? So Moses says, you all rest here for a minute. I got to go talk to God. Come here, Moses. We're going to go have a little conversation with God. God, these people are really angry. I think they're about to start throwing stones at me. They're thirsty. What should I do? And God said, go get your stick. That stick that helped you escape from Egypt. Take that stick in your hand, yes, and take it to the mountain of Horeb, and you're going to see a big rock on that mountain. You're going to recognize that rock because I'm standing on it, said God. And when you get to that rock, you smack it with that stick. So Moses took the people, and we did smack you with the stick, didn't we? I'm sorry about that. We're supposed to hit the rock, not Angelina. Okay, so we get to the big rock. Here we go, Moses, and we're imagining a really big rock, and hit it hard, whack, and the rock just crumbled, and water, whoosh, started pouring down. Now we whack somebody else with that stick. Let's put it away quick. But the water is pouring freely out, and people get their buckets and their cups and their pitchers, and they run and they fill them with water so that everybody can have a drink, and it tastes so good and so cool and so wonderful. What a relief to have water after all this time. Don't we feel better, and aren't we happy that we all had a drink? Let's say a prayer. Oh, one more thing I want to tell you. Moses, after this harrowing experience, gave a special name to the place where he hit the rock and the water came pouring out, and he named the place the place where the people argued with God about water. Yeah, so they were really happy to get a drink at long last, and they prayed, and we're going to pray. Dear God, we thank you for the water that gives us life, that refreshes our thirst. And we ask, Lord, that you help us whenever we're afraid or confused or tired, that you would remind us that you are very near and we can lean on you for our help and our lives. Amen.